We found the getaway car just 30 minutes after the crime took place. A silver Audi A8, number plate, November Golf 58, Victor X-ray Whiskey. Liz was still inside and okay, but was very shaken and not in a state where she could really help us. The car was abandoned in Manor Green. There's a lot of warehouses around there and lots of empty buildings. Currently, our investigation is dependent on the testimony of our two eyewitnesses, so it's important that we get as much information from them as possible, and at the same time, we need to make sure we do not contaminate their memories. The witness is waiting for me, so I'm going to interview her now. Hi, Lila. It's nice to see you again. Thanks for coming. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks. Yeah, a bit better.
Okay, shall we begin the interview? It's just coming up to 3:30 on Friday, January 20th, 2014, and I just need to go over a few formalities before we start. I'm DS Lara Sund, and we're here at Interview Room 4 at Edgehill Park. Thank you for coming along, Lila. If I say anything you don't understand, please just let me know and I'll explain it in a different way. And likewise, if I'm not clear on something you say, I'll let you know. If at any point I ask you something and you don't know the answer, that's fine. Just say that you don't know. That's not a problem. If I ask you something and you can't remember, just let me know. As the interview progresses, it might be that you do remember something that you didn't earlier, and that's perfectly normal. And you just let me know what you've remembered. What will happen is that when the interview is over, we'll produce a written version of what you've said. You'll get a chance to read through it and make any changes you want to. What I want you to do, Lila, is to take your time and, in your own words, describe what happened. Please tell me everything you can recall. Even if you think a detail's not relevant, I would like you to tell me about it. If it helps, try picturing yourself back at the scene. So take your time, tell me everything you can, and start when you're ready.
One of the things that I remember very well is the number plate of the car, which was NG58VXW. As soon as I saw the number plate, I tried to memorise it. There were these three men carrying shotguns, and they were wearing dark jackets over combat trousers, you know? It was one of these men that grabbed Liz. The man who ran over to get Liz, he was also wearing a mask, a balaclava mask, a black one, and I couldn't see his face. He was shouting at Liz. He was with the other two at the security van, but ran over to us. The two at the van were trying to steal this case, a case which was on a chain, so they needed to use a tool like pliers. I've just remembered that he was shouting at Liz, the guy who ran over, but Liz was bent over. She was trying to use her phone. You know, at the time, it was like the three of us, Liz, Seth and me. It was like we weren't part of things, not part of the robbery. I think I was standing still because I didn't want anyone to notice me and to make me part of it. I remember seeing Liz moving, getting out her phone. One of these guys, he must have seen her as well, you know, and thought she was trying to call the police. I mean, I don't know, but he was certainly shouting at her to stop. You know, he ran over. I'm pretty certain he fired his gun, not at us, but in the air. He fired his gun and he was shouting at Liz to stop, but she was bending over. So he grabbed her and he dragged her away to the car. The others, they had the case at this point. So the doors of the car opened, all four of them. And it was a large silver car, really expensive looking. And that was when I saw the number plate. The brake lights, well, they came on and there was one in the back window. The doors were open and I saw the plate and I thought, well, I better remember it. You know, it was coming towards us, but, you know, backwards reversing. It was reversing towards us, if that makes any sense. One guy had Liz. The other two were with the security guards taking the case. And I remember thinking, what next? And it was like things had come to a conclusion, but it was all still going on. I mean, they had the case and they had Liz, so what would happen next, if you see what I mean? And then the car came round the corner and they all ran towards it, dragging Liz, and I thought, that's it, that's how this finishes, and that I'd better remember the number plate.
Okay, Lila, thank you. I want to ask you some focused questions now on some of the things you've told me about. So to start with, I want you to describe to me where you were standing compared to everything that was going on.
Well, we had just come around the corner of the street, which keeps on going but has like a car park area to the right. And I was standing where the car park started and the security van was at the far end of the car park, you know, so I'd say that was, I don't know, 10 feet away.
So 10 feet would be one wall of this room to the other?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not. No, sorry. No, it was much further, much further. Yeah. Do I mean 10 metres? You know the car park in front of this building? Well, the car park I'm talking about was about the same size and I was at one side and the van and all that went on was at the other.
Ah, the car park's about 20 metres across. It's just over 70 feet.
Okay, so, well, I was really wrong about that then. I don't know about measurements, but it was like your car park.
Okay, I want you to focus on the van now. And what was going on when you first noticed something was happening? So picture it in your mind now, Lila, and I want you to sit for a moment, just quietly, and just concentrate on getting those specific actions in your mind.
Okay, the van was black, obviously a security van. The most obvious thing, you know, I mean, the reason I knew something was up was that there was a man pointing a gun at the window of the van. You know, I think that's when I just stopped. I just stared at first. He was pointing the gun and I was thinking, is there someone in there? Okay. And there was another man in the street in front of us. He had a gun too, standing back, watching everything. The first man was shouting. Then I saw the guard. You know, at first I thought maybe he was another robber because he was dressed in black and had a helmet with a mask on. But then I saw that there was a third robber pointing a gun at him. So it was when these two started to fight that it all began to happen. The robber hit the guard, I think. Well, they were certainly struggling. And that guy, the robber, well, he was the only one not wearing a mask. All the others, including the guard, had masks. So, you know, he really stood out, you know?
You mentioned that one of the robbers did not have a mask. Again, take your time. Picture him in your mind. Imagine you're back there, standing in the car park. Remember the street, the van, and then focus on the man without the mask. Really try and see him in your mind. When you're ready, describe him to me.
Okay, so dark hair, darkish skin, dark clothing. I think he was wearing a hoodie. You know, because I was thinking, why not put up the hood? Why be the only one without a mask? He wasn't Caucasian, well, not completely anyway. His skin and his features were, I don't know, more Mediterranean. But I would say there's, you know, something sort of Asian about him. I mean, not Chinese, Indian perhaps. When we were at the scene, you know, when you were talking to me and I judged his height against the van, and he seemed to be about 6 inches taller than me, so about 5'9". Average weight. You know, some of the others were stocky, sort of built, maybe like they worked out. He wasn't skinny, you know, perhaps slimmer than the others. I don't know, wiry, perhaps wiry.
Right, let's focus at the end now, Lila. What was the last thing you remember of the incident?
The car driving away with Liz. It drove off in the opposite direction to us and around the corner. I guess that's why it reversed in, you know, so it could make a quick getaway.
Can you work backwards from there? What happened before the car drove away?
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Before it went, everyone jumped in. And before that, the one who grabbed Liz dragged her to the back door and shoved her in at gunpoint and then got in after her. So she was trapped between two of them at the back. You know, I'll be honest, I remember seeing the driver, but not him getting out. But then, how was he there, if not in the car, right? So the driver is shouting at them all to get in, and they do. Then they drive off.
You mentioned the driver. Was he wearing a mask?
No, only the first two I saw had masks.
You were fixating on the number plate, trying to fix it in your memory, but you saw the driver. Again, take your time. Really imagine yourself back there and concentrate on the driver. When you have a good picture of him in your mind and in your own time, describe him to me.
Caucasian. Definitely Caucasian. Tall. Well, taller than me. 5'9". Possibly more. Tough face. Older than the other one. Oh, yeah. That first one, the one without the mask, he was younger. Maybe early 20s. The driver was older. Possibly in his 30s. Short hair. Dark, possibly. He was wearing army stuff, like camouflage trousers. One of the masked men was too. The others were in darker stuff, I think. This guy looked hard and had the physique to go with it, if you know what I mean. You know what? I don't think the driver had a gun. I mean, that would make sense, right? Oh, and the unmasked man, his gun was dark. You know, black. Not like a shotgun, but a handheld one. A pistol. I think the other two had shotguns. Something that you hold in two hands. Sort of large guns. But the driver, he didn't have one at all. And the unmasked robber, well, he had a pistol.
Oh, you're doing really well, Lila. I know this isn't pleasant. I just want to go back to the guard. You say they grappled together? OK, good. You've done really well. And we've now got a detailed description of the car. I have no more questions now at this point. Is there anything else you want to add, Lila?
Not really. I mean, I feel like I could go on and on, but I can't think of anything I've not already said.
OK, well, if you do remember anything later, you've got my card and you know how to contact me. The next step is for us to produce a written version of this.